നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. വചനം ജഡമായി തീർന്ന ഞങ്ങളുടെ വാഴ്ത്തപ്പെട്ട കർത്താവേ, ഈ മനോഹരമായ പ്രഭാതത്തിൽ അടുത്ത മക്കളായിരിക്കും ഞങ്ങൾ. ഒരിക്കൽ കൂടി അവിടുത്തെ വനത്തിനുള്ളിലിരിക്കട്ടെ കർത്താവേ. ഇന്ന് പകൽക്കാലത്ത് വനത്താൽ ഞങ്ങളെ നിറയ്ക്കുകയും ഞങ്ങളോട് സംസാരിക്കുകയും ഞങ്ങളെ ശക്തിപ്പെടുത്തുകയും ചെയ്യണമേ, യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ തന്നെ. ആമേൻ. പ്ലീസ് ബി സീറ്റഡ്. For our short reflection this morning, please turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 24, verse beginning from 13 to 35, the Gospel portion read to us this morning. It's one of the familiar passages in the Gospel. Talks about the Emmaus journey. Happened after the death and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 says, on that same day, annu thanne avar chilar. On that same day means the day when Jesus was resurrected, Easter event day. The evening, two of them, they were leaving Jerusalem and going to Emmaus. Who are those two? We know the one whose name is already recorded in the Gospel, Cleopas. Cleopas, the husband of Mary, the sister of Jesus' mother Mary. John 19:25, there we read, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas. Then the other one, his name is unknown. It's not recorded in the Gospel. And there are different arguments among the biblical scholars regarding the name of the other person, the identity of the other person. Some scholars argue that it was Peter. On the other hand, many other scholars say that it is the gospel writer Luke himself. Anyway, the importance of this journey was their leaving Jerusalem and going to Emmaus. Emmaus was a small village just 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Why they are leaving Jerusalem? Because they felt insecure in Jerusalem. They don't want to remain there no more anymore. So this journey was a journey to seek security and comfort in their life. With a strong decision that not to come back to Jerusalem anymore. Emmaus was a very small village. The etymological meaning of the word Emmaus is a hot spring, land of hot spring, or hot bath, or a comfortable place. So they are leaving Jerusalem to seek comfort in their life. And we know what was the reason. They were walking with the disappointment, great disappointment. They were so sad. So on the way, they were arguing with each other. They were talking so many things. What happened in Jerusalem before last week, throughout the last week, and a couple of days back. They have severe heated arguments. And they were just walking. The reason for their disappointment, they themselves say in verse 21, there we read, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. It's about Jesus they are talking. That was our hope, that this man would redeem Israel. It's sure that they are not talking about the spiritual redemption of Israel. Rather, they were talking about the political redemption of Israel. That's what their hope, that Jesus would redeem Israel politically and it will become a free Jewish nation, free from the persecution of the Romans. That's what their hope, and but that their hope was shattered when Jesus died on the cross. And they were discussing all those things and they were walking. So this importance of this journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus was leaving Jerusalem to seek a comfort zone, because of the disappointments they had. When they felt that their dreams are shattered, when they felt that nothing going in their side, so they decided to leave Jerusalem. Or put it in other words, they decided to leave the presence of God, the presence of the Lord, and go to a different place, a far place, seeking their own personal comfort. We do often make Emmaus journeys in our life. In our Christian life, we do often make Emmaus journeys, or already we might have made many. When we see that our prayers are not answered, when we feel that things are going upside down, when we feel that everything goes against us, when we feel so hopeless about the future, we do make Emmaus journeys. And we will also have series of serious discussion, not with anyone else, but with our own self, with our own conscience. We may sit back somewhere and we may have discussion or arguments with our own self. Have you ever experienced that kind of heated discussion with our own self, our own conscience? When things are going against us, we may think, oh, why I choose to do that? Why I decide to do that? Why I, you know, so many questions we will discuss within ourselves. There won't be any verbal conversation, but we will have serious discussion with our own conscience, deep inside our heart. And like these disciples, we also may decide to leave Jerusalem or leave God's presence. We may decide to stop worshiping the Lord. We may decide to stop praying, stop reading the Bible, stop going to the church. Why? Because even if I'm doing all these things, nothing happening in my life. My prayers are not answered. My dreams are not fulfilled. Things are going entirely different from my view. Then why should I go? Why should I worship? Why should I pray? Why should I read the word of God? We may decide to leave the presence of God. The same way these two disciples were walking towards Emmaus, leaving everything, leaving the company of other disciples, leaving everything what they heard from Jesus' mouth. Now they just want to secure themselves somewhere. While reading this scripture portion, I thought, if I would have been in Jesus' place, I might have things something like this: let those unfaithful fellows go wherever they want. I will have no more relation with them in the future. Let them go and suffer. Because they are leaving Jerusalem. They are not obeying what I taught them. But the one verse really struck my heart. It says, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. This sentence really inspired me a lot. This is the beauty of the divine love. Even though they have left Jesus, they have left everything, left Jerusalem, but still Jesus going after these two disciples. Like a good shepherd going after the lost sheep, leaving the other 99 in the desert. The way to Emmaus, Jesus walking along with these two disciples. Beauty of divine love. As we read in book of Romans, Paul says, chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is the beauty of divine love. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So this scripture portion gives us an assurance that we have a God who walks with us. We have a God who walks with us in the midst of our frustrations, disappointments, failures, pains, loneliness. We have a God who walks with us. That's inspiration that I drew from the Emmaus journey, the scripture of Emmaus journey. A God who walks with us. Joseph Scriven was born in 1819. To a well-to-do family in Ireland. His father was a captain in British Royal Marine. And he got very good education. He passed out from the Trinity College in London. And he wished to join the British Royal Army. And it was possible for him because already his father was a captain in the army. But just few days before his entrance to the British Royal Army, he was found sick and he was rejected because he was physically unfit to join the army. It was a shock for Joseph Scriven, but later he established himself as a teacher. And he found a young lady and they fell in love. And they decide to marry together and live together. Marriage was fixed, everything was arranged. But the night before their marriage, his fiancée, she drowned and died. It was yet another shock for this young man. He grieved for months and months. And he decided to leave Ireland to find a peace of mind, and he settled in Canada, where he started a new life, found a job, and months later, after some years, he found Elisa Rice, a young woman, and they decided to marry and live together. But again, few weeks before their marriage, Elisa grew sick. And she also was died just before a few days of their marriage. And 25-year-old Scriven, Joseph Scriven, he was totally shattered. He thought he would become a madman. It was such a shock for his life. And even he thought to commit suicide. But being a good believer, being born in a good Christian family, he found his refuge in God's word and prayer. And he was praying to God to help him to come out of this great grief in his life. And one day while he was praying, with a broken heart, with tears in his eyes, God gave him a wonderful hymn. God put a wonderful song in his mouth that even we sing today. He composed the great hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear." A very wonderful hymn. He says, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." So by the road of Emmaus, these two disciples were filled with disappointments. But Jesus walked along with them. And in our disappointments, in our despairs, we have a God who will walk with us. We need to experience his presence in everyday life. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's our Lord, he's our friend. He's our father, he's a brother, he's our companion. We will be happy if we could taste God as our friend, as a companion. And when we read further, when Jesus began to walk with them by the road of Emmaus, the Emmaus journey turned into a journey of rediscovering the divine truth. They left everything back in Jerusalem, everything related to God, everything they left. But when Jesus began to walk along with them, this journey turned into a journey of rediscovering the divine truth. Verse 26 to 27, there we read, "He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." So Jesus here explaining them what is written in the scripture. Jesus reminding them the prophecies, what was foretold about him through the prophets, what was written in the law of Moses. It's not something new for them. They knew everything. Being a Jew, they might have already learned everything from the Torah. But at this time, Jesus reminding them the word. So whenever trouble comes in our life, when we feel we are weak and fragile, not able to move further, go forward in our life, when we feel that we have failed in everything, when we feel we are lonely and deserted by others, we need to find refuge in the Word of God. This one will really inspire us. We need to meditate upon the Word of God when there is trials and temptations. So here, this Emmaus journey turns to a different dimension. Jesus reminding them all what is written in the scripture. And thirdly, the Emmaus journey becomes turned to another direction. When Jesus began to walk with them, the Emmaus journey became a journey that led them to take a new decision. A new decision. They have already decided to leave Jerusalem. They have already decided to not to come back to Jerusalem anymore. They have already decided to have no more relationship with God or with the disciples, anything with related to the gospel. That's why they are leaving Jerusalem. But when Jesus began to walk with them, when they experienced the presence of Jesus in their life, this journey turned into another dimension. This journey became a journey that led them to take a new decision. Verse 33 to 34. There we read, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So their decision, they returned at once to Jerusalem. They have changed their decision. The former decision to not to come back to Jerusalem anymore. But they returned to Jerusalem at once. They didn't wait there for even one night when they were reminded the prophecies. New decision was taken. So not only they returned to Jerusalem, again, there we read, then the two told what had happened on the way. They began to testify what they experienced in their life. They became the public witness of the gospel. See how their life was changed. How their life was transformed. The two, they left everything. But when Jesus walked with them, when they experienced the presence of the risen Lord, their decision was changed. They became the witness of the gospel. So my dear brothers and sisters, as I already told, in our life, we do often make Emmaus journeys. Sometimes we think to stop everything. Stop praying, stop going to church, stop worshiping, stop reading the Bible. But we must be able to recognize the presence of the risen Lord in our midst. When he comes to our life, he will transform our whole life. So Emmaus journey, many people say it is a journey of failure, but for me, I will say, Emmaus journey was a journey of great success. The backsliders came back again. They became the great witness of the gospel. So be assured that we have a God who walks with us in every days of our life, in your failures, in your sickness, in your loneliness, in your pain, in your sufferings, when you feel you are all alone, left behind. Please don't forget, you have a God who walks beside you. And let us continue our faith journey with the risen Lord as a good companion, as a friend, as a brother. Let's taste the love of God. And may God bless us all. Amen.